આજે તમારી મુલાકાત કરાવું છું ગુજરાતી પરિવારમાં જન્મેલા અને કલકત્તામાં ઉછરેલા રાષ્ટ્રીય પુરસ્કારથી સન્માનિત ગાયિકા અલકા યાજ્ઞિક સાથે. 6 વર્ષની વયે ગાયન શરૂ કરી 3 દાયકાની કારકિર્દીમાં અનેક હિટ સોંગ્સ આપનાર અલકા યાજ્ઞિક 15થી વધુ ભાષામાં ગીતો રેકોર્ડ કરી ચૂક્યા છે. ફિલ્મ ઇન્ડસ્ટ્રીના તમામ સફળ સંગીતકારો સાથે કામ કરી ચૂક્યા છે. 2 રાષ્ટ્રીય પુરસ્કાર અને 7 ફિલ્મફેર અવોર્ડ્સ વિજેતા ગાયિકા અલકા યાજ્ઞિક ટૂંક સમયમાં ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા આવી રહ્યા છે. જો કે તે અગાઉ અત્યારે આપણી સાથે જોડાઈ રહ્યા છે ટેલિફોન ઉપર. અલકાજી, વેલકમ ટુ SBS રેડિયોઝ ગુજરાતી લેંગ્વેજ પ્રોગ્રામ.
થેન્ક યુ સો મચ.
અલકાજી, કેન યુ ટેલ અસ સમથિંગ અબાઉટ યોર ગુજરાતી રૂટ્સ?
આઈ એમ અ ફુલ ગુજરાતી એક્ચ્યુઅલી. The thing is that my parents, although they were both Nagarbrahman, they grew up in UP. My father grew up in Aligarh, my mom grew up in Banaras. So they used to speak more of Hindi at home. So we grew up listening to more of Hindi at home. And then I was born and brought up in Calcutta, in Bengal. So there was a lot of influence of Bengali on me. And because we didn't speak Gujarati at home, that's why I'm not very fluent in Gujarati. I do speak broken Gujarati, and I understand it because my grandmother and my relatives used to speak Gujarati. In fact, my my grandmother used to talk to me in Gujarati and I used to reply in Hindi.
Right.
So it was like that.
You sung a couple of Gujarati songs. Do you remember which was the first Gujarati song you gave your voice to?
I don't remember the first Gujarati song, but I haven't sung a couple. I've sung thousands of Gujarati songs. Because I worked with some of the top music directors of Gujarat, mm-hmm. Like Avinash Vyas, Gaurang Vyas, Pushottam Upadhyay, Mahesh Paresh. Recorded a lot of songs with all these composers. And there was a time when I was recording 2 to 3 Gujarati songs every day.
What's it like to sing in a language that's not really your language or you don't know fluently?
As I said, I do understand it. And it was very simple for me to sing in Gujarati because it's a language that I'd heard from my relatives. And as I said, my grandmother used to spend a lot of time with me. She used to speak a lot of Gujarati. My dad used to speak fluent Gujarati, but some languages like Gujarati I understand, Bengali I understand, Punjabi is easy to understand. But the thing is that I always, before singing the song, I always ask the meaning, you know. I always ask the music director what it means. And what it implies, the song, what's the mood of the song, what are the emotions. Actually most Indian languages are pretty easy to understand. Like even Bhojpuri, Haryanvi, they're all so similar to each other. But the only language that's difficult to understand is South Indian languages.
But you have sung some songs in those languages too?
I have. Not too many, but I have sung a few. But then I always ask the composer, the lyricist, the meaning of the song and, you know, what are the emotions involved. See, I've studied Urdu and I've studied Sanskrit and Hindi, of course, Hindi and English. So,
yeah.
The thing is that when you have studied these basic languages, which are the foundation of other languages, other Indian languages, it's not very difficult to mold yourself.
Alkaji, you started singing at a very young age. Did you always dream of becoming a singer or ever thought of doing something else?
I never thought of doing anything else because ever since I was very little, there was only one thing in my mind that I had to become a playback singer. And it was not that it was my dream or my ambition. It was my mother, my parents' ambition. Because I was too small to be, I was just 3-4 years old. You know, I was too young to kind of have ambitions of my own. But my parents, they saw that, they felt that I was talented and my mother is a classical singer herself. So she felt that I was talented, naturally talented, and I needed that support system to, you know, make a go of my talent. And my parents supported me all the way, and that's the reason I am where I am.
You started singing at a very young age, and now you're a very accomplished singer. Now when you see these reality talent shows, you've been a judge on some of those shows, giving these children a taste of being a star, a kind of a 15-minute of fame, is it helping them or are we really hurting them?
See, it's there are positives and negatives to this. Positives are that they come across leading musicians and established musicians who guide, like we guide them wholeheartedly. So we give them the kind of guidance which we didn't get when we were budding and we were newcomers. So it's a platform by which they can showcase their talent to the entire world. Also be guided by veterans and experienced musicians. So it's an advantage in a way, yes. But disadvantage comes when you become an overnight star, and then once the show is over and wrapped up, you know, most artists they just disappear, because not everybody can really become successful. So then there it's a kind of a setback for them. And the parents have to be they have to make sure that the child is not pressurized and not made to feel that this is the end of it all. If they lose the competition, this is the end of life. They should not feel that way. Parents should make sure to tell them that this is just a process. It's an experience. It's an adventure which they should enjoy and move on after it's over.
You'll be visiting Australia soon. What are you bringing for us, and what was your previous tour like?
I've been to Melbourne, I've been to Sydney, and I've been to New Zealand, I've been to Auckland, but I haven't been to Perth, and I haven't been to Brisbane. So this time it's kind of a tour all over Australia. So I'm going to Perth and Brisbane for the first time, and Sydney I'm coming for the second time, I think, Sydney, Melbourne, and New Zealand.
And would you be bringing some particular flavor?
All the songs which people love, their favorites. I'm going to be singing them all for them. So all my fans, people who love my music, love my songs, I'm sure they're going to have a very good time.
Alka ji, it was really nice talking to you, and we look forward to some of your Gujarati songs in the upcoming movies. And thank you for talking to us today.
Pleasure. Looking forward to the show.